Mandy,
Katie.
I have found you.
Indeed.
I think
Here
I'm
we
wearing the
are.
same sweatshirt I had on last week here at the lawyer's office.
Well, you know,
It was on top.
you find a good one, you just wear it.
Yep. I might not need them. It's very nice here. It snowed 5 inches last week and now it's in the 60s and beautiful. So, So I've had a great week so far. I went to my first Kiwanis meeting. I
Nice.
love it. I wasn't sure what I was expecting, but I wasn't ex and everybody's so kind and we had it was not it was great. Everybody's really nice. It's just small, and I should have realized that it was a small group of people, but it's pretty small here in this small town. But I'm really excited to be a part of it. And it's a lot of faces that I had seen before, so it's a lot of connections that are good. And
Where do y'all meet?
at the Baptist Church,
In the social hall.
yes. And it was funny. A lady that goes to my church, one of the queens, lives right across the street. And I said, if it fills up in the parking lot at the Baptist Church, I'm gonna park in your driveway. I should have known better. I'm used to having to do that, like at a Shirley Hills party or in Macon, you got to worry about parking. Not here.
Plenty of room.
Plenty of room. I'm never going to need to park in her driveway.
That's funny.
Oh, but it's great. I'm still just loving small town life. The hardest thing I have to do every week is get the mail out of the top post box at the post office because I'm so short.
Well, there you go.
I have to kind of feel around in there. And that's about the hardest thing I have to do. So,
Well, good.
yeah, it's
That's
great. I
awesome.
love it. I love it. I continue to love it. My classes are also good. We were, I don't get too terribly religious on here, but I thought you would enjoy this, Mandy, and all of our friends that know anything about religion at all. In my history class, we're studying John Calvin, and we were talking about the lectures were about predestination. And this little sweet, oh, he's so sweet, little nerdy, comes to do lectures with bed hair fella that I love, has been my TA before. Graydon says on a thing, he said, it's kind of like playing Duck, Duck, Damned.
There you go.
And I was like, I have never laughed so hard at a lecture in my life. And so when we got together to have class, I asked if we could play Duck, Duck, Damned because there were some people that needed to be in that third category. And everybody thought that was hilarious. So
That
I think I'm going to
game.
start playing that in life. Duck, Duck, Damned.
Okay,
Yeah.
listen.
Yeah. We need it. And then the last thing, because I really don't have much, because I think for the Super Bowl, I'm going to make your dip again, which I love. But I'm not even for all of those who are longtime listeners, you'll know it's the sausage and cream cheese and Rotel. But I'm not even sure I want to watch the Super Bowl.
Why not?
Because, well, first of all, they already show all the commercials beforehand. So there's no reason to watch anymore for the commercials. It's the same two teams over and over that I feel like we get stuck in a rut with that I don't care about. I mean, the only reason is to watch for Taylor. And
And
there'll
they've
be
quit
so many
showing
reruns of
her.
those
They've
than.
quit showing her.
Then I'll be able to see the clips the next day.
The Eagles haven't been in it in 2 years.
Okay, well, Jason's not playing.
Not. Have you seen any clips of him from the podcast
Yeah.
today in his full green outfit?
And he says he's not going to pull for Kansas City. He'd be pulling for his brother, but he's pulling for the Eagles. And Travis is like, really?
Oh, it's
We know
funny.
Kylie will be pulling for the Eagles.
Kylie ain't even. In fact, they're talking
There's
about
never been a
what they were going to
question.
wear, and Jason was like, "Well, I can wear my big Yeti T-shirt." And then he's like, "Wait, is it red? Is the new one red?" And they were like, "Yeah." He's like, "I can't wear
Nope.
that."
Can't do it. Can't do it. My wife will
So
kill me.
he's like, "You know, Kylie won't even wear a red shirt."
No.
Like, Because that's what she did last year.
Yeah.
She just wore that red shirt, and he's like, "You know, she won't even do that.
No, she won't. I
She'll
love
be
her.
in your suite in Eagles gear."
Yep. And I love, if you're not listening to the podcast, you need to be listening to the podcast. I love it. Hers is really, really good. So, yeah, that's, I mean, it's really all I got. We're just living our
But
little small town life down here.
everybody mad about the Chiefs being back in the Super Bowl. Listen, I remember Tom Brady.
Oh.
I can't stand Tom Brady.
No.
I hated the Patriots dynasty. So like I get people who are sick of the Chiefs, but like I'm not. I think it is sort of kind of fun sometimes to watch a great team do good things.
Yeah, and yeah, there's that. But I just, I'm not a huge NFL fan anyway. Not that I don't like a good football game. I do love a good football game, but I don't have the bandwidth to follow college and NFL. I just don't
That's
have.
what I don't like. I start watching NFL once the playoffs start.
There
That's
we
the
go.
perfect amount of time.
And we should have some college baseball starting up.
Yes, in fact, it starts right around my birthday, which is coming up in like 2 weeks.
There
So,
we go. Look at that. So there will be some more sports in my life. I did watch, look, yeah, y'all know I don't do well with 8 o'clock games anyway. And so I did watch the Auburn basketball game, the first half of the Tennessee Auburn basketball game, and we did beat them. You're welcome.
love
I
it.
did
Poor
burnt
Eagles.
orange, hopefully, and not the ugly orange. So that was good. But I haven't really been watching much sports lately just because I've been meeting myself coming and going. But all good.
Well,
All good.
good.
All good. How
Good.
about you, Mandy? What's going on?
I am on St. Simon's.
SSI, baby.
Managed to get here. They finally opened I-10 back up late last Thursday afternoon. And it was so funny to drive on I-10 and see piles of snow on either side of the road. And there were a couple of slick spots, but it wasn't bad. But yeah, so I got to St. Simon's last Friday. They canceled the oyster roast. I can't remember if that had already happened when last we talked.
You were figuring that it would be canceled, but you had not heard one way or the other yet.
Yeah, so they canceled the oyster roast. So, or they rescheduled it. They didn't cancel it. And so some of the friends that were coming also rescheduled. So it was a smaller group than we anticipated, but got to hang out with Birch's, one of Birch's great friends from college who I had never met. So that was super fun
Good.
to hear all their fun college stories all weekend. And then Birch and Jim left Tuesday morning. Headed to South Carolina. So it's been Georgie and me ever since. So we've been having ourselves a big time. He has his things he's supposed to do, and he came in last night and he did them all. I was so proud of him. But yeah, and he got himself ready to go to school this morning just fine.
Love it.
Just was so proud of the child.
Amazing.
But anyway, so just hanging with George. And we'll stay through the weekend because Birch's 50th birthday is on Sunday. So her good friend
Okay.
Casey from here and I are gonna have a little girls' weekend this weekend. So it'll be
Good.
fun. Yeah.
Good. I will text you about that later.
Okay.
Yay. Happy birthday to our listener, Birch. I mean, every year, but especially this year. Anytime it ends with a zero, we should celebrate a little extra, maybe.
Absolutely. So yeah, so that's really all I've been doing. And working in the meantime, I did on Monday, I went to Folkestone,
Oh,
which
okay.
is the home of my college roommates, Dixie and Molly. And I went and met with Molly's parents about their estate plan, which it's fun, y'all, when you know, because I know my parents are getting older. I see them all the time. And then I see my roommate's parents, and I'm like, oh, yeah, they're getting older too. But always sweet to be asked by, these people in your life who
It is.
were always so grown for them to be like, hey, will you help us do our estate plan? But anyway, so I drove to folks on Monday afternoon, and then I had a hearing in the crazy estate. And so I was like, I'll just get on Zoom on my phone. So I did that, and I disabled the microphone and the camera because I wasn't the lawyer in this hearing. I was just the party, the plaintiff. And then my lawyer says, in like her opening, she's like, well, I don't anticipate having any testimony, Your Honor. We may need some from Ms. Caldwell. You know, if you want something, you might need
Jinx.
to call. I was like, crap. So I go to settings to at least enable the microphone. And when I do, it boots me out of the hearing. But then I'm like emailing everybody, like, I'm not in the hearing. I'm not in the hearing. Sat there for, I don't know, 45 minutes, not in the hearing, but not wanting to leave because if I drove 5 miles out of town, I wouldn't have any cell signal. So I'm just sitting in the parking lot of the Folkestone Methodist Church, which I think is no longer United
It is
Methodist.
not.
Ugh.
Sorry.
I sat right there and had my hearing that I wasn't in. It's like, oh, buddy, this is a
I
goat
love it.
rodeo.
I
Goat
love it. I
rodeo.
love it. I love it.
But yeah, I always love driving through South Georgia. It's always interesting.
Spotty.
So, but yeah, that's all I've done. But so talk to us about your food, Katie.
Look, I when I got here, everybody thought they had to feed me. So
Well, that's fun.
it's great. And let me tell you, I have lasagna in my fridge. I have homemade soup and cornbread, and I have some pound cake in my fridge. I had, because I've eaten it all now, some of the best fried chicken I've ever had in my life.
Yum.
And butter beans in my fridge. So I have not cooked a lot, but what I did make, of course it has the P word in it. We're gonna start. Everybody get your shots ready. I made something just because I love just a little bit, not a ton, but a little bit of something sweet at night. So I saw this. It's three ingredients. It's super easy, but it's so good. It's just a box pudding. I use sugar-free, but you can use regular if you want to. One protein shake, like if you've got your favorite flavor you love, I do the caramel, and then a half a cup of milk. And not everybody adds that half a cup of milk when you put it into Pinterest, but I did. I tried it with chocolate and caramel, and that was really good. I'm gonna try it with butterscotch and caramel this week. So I'm gonna make that, but it's really good. I have these individual little containers. I just put enough so I don't go get the whole bowl out and eat it all at once. So I go ahead and divide it up. I just put it in the mixer and whip it up. It's so good, so easy. So Birch, I know the boys will love it. So there's another, if you got a sweet tooth, but you're trying to do better, this is a really, really good way. And you can't tell it's sugar free. I couldn't when I made it. So I thought I would share that little tidbit.
Well, good.
Yeah, it's real
Thank
easy, real good.
you. Okay.
Mandy, what about you? What about favorites? I'm looking at your list.
So I just listened last night. Our friend Katie Nolan, who is often on Pablo Torre Finds Out, she's one of my favorite guests on Pablo
Yes.
Torre Finds
Okay.
Out.
I knew I knew the name, but I appreciate that. Okay.
Katie, she also used to be on ESPN. Katie has started a new podcast and it's called Casuals. And I didn't listen to the first episode, I listened to the third episode. I think what her concept is going to be is sort of she yammers on about stuff. That's her word, not mine, yammers. And then she'll have a guest and kind of yammer on about more stuff. But then I think that sort of the whole overarching theme of things is that casual sports watchers, she will give you like a foot in to
Oh, I
things that
love
are
that.
interesting in the sporting world.
I love
That's why it's
that.
called casuals. Now, I'm using my deductive reasoning to come up with that, and it could be wrong. Because, like I said, I have not listened to the first episode yet. I just listened to the third episode. But I just love Katie. I think she is a riot.
Oh, she
So
is a riot.
I anticipate that this will be a fun listen, especially for those of you who, are casual sports fans.
I love that.
The second thing is, so Birch's friend Erin, who was here, gave her two needlepoint pillows, and I'm looking at them presently. One of them says, "I don't always womp, but when I do, there it is." The second one says, "Turn down for what?"
Stop it.
And there are these just, adorable little needlepoint pillows with these fabulous 90s song lyrics on them.
I love it.
And so
I
then,
don't always womp,
"I don't always want,
but
but when
when
I
I
do, there it is."
do, there it is.
And, our phones are always listening to us. So currently, the only ads I'm getting on Instagram are for Furbish needlepoint pillows, resplendent in their ridiculous sayings on them. So,
Amazing.
they're making me laugh, all of
Yes.
them.
I love it.
I don't particularly love being spied on by
Well,
my phone, but at least they're getting it right and sending me advertisements for these pillows. So, Furbish, if you're looking, and it's like, what a great 50th
yeah.
birthday present for,
Oh, yeah.
with these crazy song
Harken
lyrics,
back.
right?
I love it.
So I thought those were cute. And then my nose is still just absolutely peeling off. And I have a prescription from the dermatologist that has not helped in the least. The only thing that has helped is my beloved Avène, I don't know how to say it, sucralfate cream.
Sure.
We've talked about it before, but just a reminder, especially with all this cold weather we've had, if your skin's really
Yeah.
dry and you've got some problem areas, just get that Avène sucralfate cream. It is so good. You can't beat it. Highly recommend. And then my final thing are Bombas socks. I've had like ankle
Love
socks from Bombas for a
it.
long time, but I asked for some, the word has completely left me. Pointelle, is that it?
Oh, okay.
Socks for Christmas, and I like those too.
Oh, good. Okay.
And I also have some Bombas compression socks because listen, I'm almost 50. And a 50-year-old girl needs her compression socks. So
Don't
just
know.
all around Bombas is just knocking it out of the socks game.
I love it.
Highly
I love
recommend. They're a little spendy, but I will say they are worth it.
it. Always worth it. Always worth it. Socks, tennis shoes, and linens. Oh, and toilet paper are the things that I will spend whatever I need to on.
There you go.
Yay.
Well, what's going on this week, Katie?
This week, so I am trying to catch up with reading. I had a class Monday from 9 to 1 on Zoom, which was great to see my people, but painful to be there from 9 to 1. So it threw my whole week off. Y'all know that I'm a color-coded calendar girl and I got to have my routine. And when something throws it off, especially that much, that many hours. Ooh. So I feel like I'm playing catch up this week, which is stressing me out a little bit. So I'm on finish up strong. I'm going with the Queens to shop for dining room furniture Friday. So I'm
That'll be
very excited
fun.
about that. And then, yeah, so that's what I'm doing is just playing catch up. How about you? What are
Okay.
you doing?
I'm hanging with George.
I love it. And how old is he? Remind me how old he is.
Georgie just turned 13.
Okay. So you're driving carpool and all that kind of fun stuff. Love it.
He catches the bus. His school's over in Brunswick, so he catches a bus at the
Okay.
Catholic school on the island. So we had to he pulled up this morning, and I pulled up right beside the bus. I didn't think about it. I probably should have thought about it. That was probably the wrong move to pull up right beside the bus, but like I just wouldn't, And I was listening to I just had a
Okay.
playlist going, and it was currently Kacey Musgraves.
Oh.
Slow Burn.
Oh.
And I will tell you that George hit pause on the radio before he opened the door to the car to get out. So you know what that means. Tomorrow,
Loud and proud, baby.
I'm going to
Windows
like
roll
borrow a disco
down.
ball and have Space Cowboy blasting.
Heck yeah. I
He
love
done did
it.
it now. He
I
done
love
did
it. Done did it now. It's my
it.
favorite. Well,
It's
I
a
can't wait to hear how
guessing.
that goes.
But
I'm sure he'll be thrilled.
hanging with Georgie, and then his parents actually get home. They're supposed to get home Friday, but they're getting home tomorrow night.
Okay.
And then we'll go over and have girls' weekend Friday and Saturday, and I'll head home on Sunday, and then I'll just be chilling
Good.
like a
Good. That sounds
villain.
like a great week, though.
I have my sinus CT on Monday, so we're real
Oh.
excited about that.
Are we? Well, it'll give you some answers, maybe.
Hopefully. I still don't have the appointment with the ENT because I called yesterday as instructed to make an appointment, and the woman said, we didn't get all the information we need. So your PCP needs to resend. And the PCP sent me a note at 11:30 last night and said, we'll do that tomorrow afternoon. So
Wow.
our healthcare
Okay.
system
There we go.
is ridiculous.
Well, there's a lot of things that are ridiculous right now.
La la
Ra-la-la.
Well, but anyway.
All right, friend. Well, have a great week, everybody. I know this is, I'm not doing much but reading about Jesus, so I didn't have a lot this week. But I'll have an update for you next week on furniture shopping and all kinds of fun stuff. So, and Mandy, I'm glad you're feeling better. You sound 1,000% better. So that I'm glad that you're on the mend, we hope. Knock on
Thank you, thank
all
you.
the wood.
All the wood. Y'all have a good week.
Have a good week, friends.